So across the country, tuitions in independent schools and colleges even are growing at a rate that is faster than the cost of living adjustments.
Christopher Lauricella is head of school. Park houses 300 students in grades K through 12. It boasts smaller class sizes on a large campus with 12 different buildings. It's known as a progressive school, and Lauricella admits it's an expensive model to maintain. That's why the school is one of the first in Western New York to adopt this new flexible tuition plan.
If you go to our website, you're going to see a section there called Affording Park, and it's going to change every year, but we give a floor and a ceiling. So it's basically the range of what people are currently and actually paying. Now, we can't do flexible tuition for everybody who comes to the Park School. We have a finite amount, but it lets us allocate what we do in a slightly different way than we've been doing before.
Lauricella tells WBFO News the school has actually experienced enrollment growth, but it's finding it needs to offer more and more discounts to middle-class families struggling with the cost of tuition.
And when you look at the distribution of families who come to our school from their family income, you're going to find that we're a little bit barbelled. So on one end, we've got lots of families who we're really working hard to support them and make that work. On the other end, we have families who are paying the full cost of our tuition and not enough families in the middle to support the entire mix. So part of what we're trying to do is open this up. We're seeing that we're extending more and more of a discount rate every year to attract and bring families in. And we can't do that forever. That curve would really be detrimental to our finances. So this is a way of getting control of that.
Now, Park tuition covers 85% of the full cost of the education model. The school works to raise the rest of the funding. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.